Welcome to the church at Texas. I have a little recitation I wanted to bring to you. It's the meeting of Peter and Cornelius, where the Jew and the Gentile meet as one and are joined together by one through the Holy Spirit of God, which is the great news, part of the gospel of our Lord and God. So it says, as Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshipped him. But Peter took him up, saying, "Stand up. I myself am also a man." And as he talked with him, he went in and found many that were come together. And he said unto them, "You know how it is that it's unlawful for me, a man that is a Jew, to keep company, or come even into another people of another nation. But now God has showed me that I should not call any man common or unclean. Therefore I came to you without gainsaying as soon as I was sent for. So I ask therefore for what your intent was to have sent for me." So Cornelius said, "Well, 4 days ago I was fasting until this hour. And at the ninth hour, at 3 p.m., I prayed in my house, and behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing and said, 'Cornelius, your prayer is heard, and thine alms are had as a remembrance in the sight of God. Send therefore to Joppa and call there Simon, whose surname is Peter. He is lodged in the house of one Simon, a tanner, by the seaside, who, when he comes, shall speak unto you.' Immediately, therefore, I sent for you. You have done well that you have come. Now, therefore, that we are all here present before God to hear all the things that are commanded of you of God." So then Peter opened his mouth and said, "Of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. But in every nation, he that fears him and works righteousness is accepted with him. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus the Christ, for he is the Lord of all, that word I say, you know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, who went out doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And we are all witnesses of all the things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hung on a tree. But God has raised up the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that he is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of the quick and the dead. To him give all the prophets witness that through his name whosoever believes in him shall receive remissions of sins." And then while Peter yet spoke these words, the Holy Spirit fell on all of them which heard the word. And they of the circumcision, the Jews which believed, were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because on the Gentiles also was poured out this gift of the Holy Spirit. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. And then answered Peter, "Can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Spirit as well as we?" So he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. And then they prayed for him to tarry certain days.